So Jesus is teaching through the region of Galilee, and he's outside the city of Capernaum. He's teaching there, and him and the disciples are walking through wheat fields. And as was the custom, the edges and the corners of the wheat fields were not harvested. They were left there for those who might happen to be poor or hungry and traveling through. And so as Jesus and his disciples are walking through, the disciples have their hands out, and they're hungry. And they're letting the stalks of wheat go through their hands, and they're grabbing some heads of them and kind of threshing them in their hands and eating the kernels. What are they doing? I mean, what are they doing? The Pharisees are watching, and don't they know that it's the Sabbath? Don't they know that rubbing grain in their hands to get the chaff out, that's threshing, that's work? Well, maybe that particular action isn't considered work according to the scrolls of the law, but according to the religious leadership and the folks of that day, that was considered work. And work is forbidden on the Sabbath. So what are they doing? Well, of course, Jesus calls out the Pharisees on their hyper-legalism, partially because the Pharisees are simply watching Jesus looking for a reason to complain. And that got me thinking. Don't people who just go around looking for a reason to complain make you want to complain? I know it does me. But Jesus is better than that. He's way better than me. And Jesus doesn't complain. Instead, he reminds them of an incident that happened in the historic book, in the ancient historic book of 1 Samuel in chapter 21. He challenges their legalism, which makes the Sabbath a burden to people. Because that's not supposed to be what the Sabbath is. The Sabbath is supposed to be the opposite. The Sabbath is supposed to be the removal of burdens. Sometimes there are exceptions to the law. And in this case, there was nothing wrong with what the disciples are doing. But more than that, Jesus hones in on the fact that the Sabbath was created for humans, not the other way around. No, Sabbath is a gift to us from God. And the human one, the Son of Man, Jesus, is Lord of the Sabbath. And the Sabbath remains God's day, designed for the welfare, for the benefit of people, for us, for men and women and boys and girls, for all people. And as someone who is fully human, Jesus understands. He knows human need. But also as someone who is fully divine, Jesus has the authority to say how the Lord's day should be used. Let's think about this for a moment. This day called Sabbath. Because Sabbath was a thing that goes all the way back to the very beginning, all the way back to Genesis. After laboring for 6 days, we are told that God rested, that God took a deep, deep breath, and that God did nothing worth writing about. God was just being. I mean, right after God created humanity, God rested with us. We were with God. God was with us. And we were just simply being together. See, Sabbath is a thing that has roots that go all the way back to the Exodus story when the Hebrew slaves labored for Pharaoh in the slave camps. There were no days off. In fact, when they complained about how hard work was and they wanted to take a day to go worship God, Pharaoh made it even harder for them. And so God led the people out of Egypt. It was a mass exodus, and he led them out into the wilderness. And it was there out in the wilderness that God gives the people all of God's commandments. And the Sabbath was number 4. Showing that even in the wilderness, even in the middle of nowhere, Sabbath was important. Now, that's something that would have just shocked Pharaoh. That when it was time to gather manna every morning, On the sixth day, the day before Sabbath, they were to gather extra because there was no gathering food. There was no laboring for food on the Sabbath. And when they hiked through the desert, there was no hiking on the Sabbath. Instead, they rested in the shade of God's presence, which was in the form of a giant cloud over them. See, on the Sabbath, they were simply being, not doing. The Sabbath is a day of dependence on God. Sabbath is a day where we trust God. And so, if you're having trouble in your spiritual walk and growing as the disciple, if you're having trouble getting excited about church and learning more and spending time with God, check your Sabbath. Sabbath also is a thing that goes all the way back to the exile, where they rediscover the Sabbath in exile. When they're away from their home in the Holy Land, from the holy landscape and from the holy temple and all the holy things. And now they're surrounded by the Babylonians and the Babylonian people and the Babylonian gods and all the Babylonian things. It's easy to forget who you are and whose you are. And Sabbath was a way to remind them who they are and whose they are. Sabbath is protection from identity theft. And if you're having trouble remembering who you are and whose you are and why you do what you do, check your Sabbath. Sabbath has to happen in our lives. Jesus kept Sabbath. He took time to worship. He took time to rest. He took time to get away and to pray. And he took time to just be. But Sabbath is also not a vacation. I mean, we need vacation too, amen?
Amen.
But vacation is not enough for us to maintain the rhythms of life as God created us. I mean, if you're like me and you take a week of vacation, it takes 3 days just to unwind and to get work off your mind before you can actually rest. And then you filled your vacation so full of stuff, you're not actually resting, right?
Yeah.
Sabbath is not a vacation. Sabbath is not laundry day. Sabbath is not mow the lawn day. Sabbath is not house chores day. I heard some yays there. Walter Brueggemann said it like this: Sabbath is subversive in our culture because Sabbath is God's politics. Sabbath is resistant to anxiety. It's resistance to coercion. It's politically subversive because Sabbath pushes back against a world that constantly says, go, do, get, and make. Sabbath says to simply be. See, the challenges that we face are similar to the challenges that the children of Israel faced when leaving Pharaoh's slave camps. Because see, Sabbath wasn't just a way to get them out of Pharaoh's control and jurisdiction. No, it was also a way to get Pharaoh and Pharaoh's way of life out of them. And so Sabbath isn't just a time for us to get out of the world. It's also a time for us to get the world out of us. Because the world, it invades our minds and our bodies and our well-being. And there is no satisfying the world. It's ruthless. And too often, it assumes that our value, that your value is based on how much we can do or you can do in the world. And those that the world respects most are those that are great doers of getting things done. The world doesn't care if you're a mother or a daughter or a father or a son. It only cares about how much you get done. And God interrupts all of that. God interrupts that by insisting on Sabbath. The Sabbath is when you don't get things done. Sabbath is when you remember that you are more than the things you get done. God didn't call us human doers, humans getting it done. God called us human beings because we are to be. And we need the world out of us so that we can have more of God's presence in us. And we get that by being. Simply being in the presence of God. Simply being who God created us to be. Simply being us on the Sabbath. See, in this way, Sabbath is resistance. It is subversive. When we look at the life of Jesus, we see that he took time to get away and time to rest. But probably the most underrated day of rest for Jesus was on the Sabbath of his death. He was crucified and died on the cross on the day before Sabbath. And so they took his body down off the cross because they didn't want it to be hanging there during the Sabbath. And it was on that day that Jesus rested. Oh, sure, there was work to be done. There were people to be healed. There were demons to be thrown out. There was ministries to be pursued. Yet Jesus rested on that day in the tomb. And that is simply Sabbath. Sabbath is surrendering to God, allowing God to be in charge of my life and your life and our life, allowing God to be in charge of your home, in charge of your business, allowing God to be in charge of creation. See, everything else has us convinced that if we take a Sabbath, it's all going to fall apart. But Sabbath is trusting God that all will be well. And on that day of resurrection, when the Sabbath was over, the women went to take care of Jesus. And on their way there, their primary concern was, who was to roll away the stone? Who was going to do something about that stone that was separating them from Jesus? But the irony was is that when they got there, the stone was already rolled away. Jesus was resurrected, and Jesus had already taken care of it. And sometimes we let the stones in our life wind up our worry mechanism and exacerbate our anxiety. You know, these stones, they can be our jobs. They can be our responsibilities. Stones can be people. And sometimes stones can even be something somebody said. Sabbath is not about being who the world wants you to be. It's not about being who anyone else wants you to be. It's about being who God created you to be. And Sabbath isn't about getting God's attention or God's approval. It's to remember that we are God's creation. We are in God's presence. And it's to remind ourselves that we are dependent on God. Sabbath is to trust God with the stones of our life. Sabbath is to trust God that the things that didn't get done on our day of rest will be okay. Here's the amazing thing about Sabbath, is that God won't make you take a Sabbath, but you need one. And when you take Sabbath, when you do, you'll experience more of God and more of God's grace and more of God's love. And you will be a better you. And you will find God's presence in you simply by being there. So today, as we celebrate communion, I invite you to take a deep, deep breath and rest in the assurance and appreciation of simply being in the presence of Jesus. Amen. God gave us Sabbath. It's time we enjoy it, because it's a time where we can just be, and it's a time where we can simply be with Jesus. Amen.